Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Archer Jones Show. Of course, I'm yours truly, Artrell. The teams that I wanted to win yesterday in the NFL did not succeed. So the Seahawks advance and the Patriots advance. So not good for me. Well, you got the 49ers and the Panthers, so I'm hoping the Panthers will win. And then you got the Broncos and the Chargers. Like, I really don't care who wins. So just hopefully it'll go one way. So we'll see. And I know that when the game's going to start, like in less than 30 minutes. It should be interesting. But, anywho, I guess what I wanted to talk about also is the Bucs. Although you have their rookie that he's improving, but the other problem is it's just they can't win. It's like, what I think is like ball control problems and the coaching. That's the only issue. That's like the issues that the team has for them not to. They're not getting any wins, and just like you're 7-29, just like you're like very close to like just say call it a season and just think about next season. And the trade deadline is like late next month. So if you want to do some like minor trades, do so. But just don't trade some of the, good ones. So just hopefully that, excuse me. I think one of the problem is like, it is like I mentioned before, like not taking care of the ball and I think not passing enough either. But it's like, it's just one of those things, it's just hard to say. Just when you have a team that got a good of a roster and they're doing that bad. It's like one of those things you're just like shocked about. So most likely if they don't do anything, as I was talking to myself about it yesterday, if they don't do anything now, then they might as well call it a season and just hope for something big in the draft. But the thing is, if they do end up getting the number one pick in the draft, or the number two pick, whatever, but who are they gonna move or what they're gonna do with that? That's gonna be the trick of the trade with that one. But let me check on NBA.com and look at their records again. NBA.com. Hold on a minute, it's coming, my top is just really slow a bit. Let's see. I'm sorry, people. It's just this computer is just very, very slow. Kind of as I thought. Okay. By conference. Although right now it's like it's not too late for them to not being the last team in the NBA, but this is one of those things like still like they need to do something or they just gonna end up have to wait until well, I put it this way, just after seriously looking through the conference and stuff, and you see like there's teams that got like losing records that's got the like fifth through eighth seed. Maybe they still do got a chance. But I guess in my opinion, it's like a very slim one because they really got to pick up some wins soon. We'll see. Like, oh wow. I'm looking at the LA Lakers and they're like way down there. I didn't think they would be, way down there. Probably sooner or later, Sacramento might pass them out and they'll be next to last in the conference. Kinda crazy though, but what more can you do? See what games that's going on today. See if NBA TV is showing something. Let's see. Cavs and Kings, Hawks and Grizzlies, Timberwolves and Spurs. all games on NBA League Pass. I'm probably going to do one day for the NBA League Pass just to catch up with some of these games. But probably when we come back, I'm just going to read some like wrestling news and stuff like that. So be right back.
Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby, here we go. And stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paved the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn shame, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, tryna put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come on. Slow it down, baby, take a look. Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put
WWE is hiring for like certain positions. like marketing and managing and stuff like that. So if anybody interested, go to their website and try to apply for it. Yeah, right. They ain't gonna hire me. Probably the only one there that don't want to wear a suit. They probably fired me the first day. That is crazy. Okay. Oh, so that's what happened with him. No, it's like two stars from NXT, Paige and Sami Zayn. They're both dealing with injuries. Kind of explains so much. Well, not much news like it was earlier this week. I know everybody, a lot of people was trying to talk about the WWE Network and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, I know what I can talk about. WFSO Awards 2014, so just give me a minute while I try to look for it. Oh, there it is. Okay. These categories was about the theme songs. So, like WWE theme song, anybody can add an option on these, but here are the top categories so far. Or the top nominees, I should say. You got John Cena, Randy Orton, CM Punk, Brock Lesnar, Triple H, and Daniel Bryan. So y'all can vote. Go to facebook.com/groups/WFSO Awards 2014. Or if you probably already in the group. The next TNA theme songs, let's see. We got Kurt Angle, Sting, Madness, AJ Styles, Ace is the Ace, Main Event Mafia. Let's see. Ring of Honor theme songs. Got Adam Cole, Kevin Steen, House of Truth, the Briscoe Brothers, and Michael Elgin. And for the local, yeah, T.C. Washington, Sadus, Xavier Mustafa, Sexy KC, and Juan Hernandez. So y'all want to make your votes, y'all make them count. The thing is, all the winners will be announced in April. And after that, we will have a special announcement about April coming soon. As soon as we get like all the information, all that stuff that we're what we're going to do, we will let you know. What? Yeah. Who did what? It's about Hogan's life. Or during that special thing. And it's the whole spectrum on it. Oh, this should be interesting. Mm-hmm. Yep. As you hear it here, Don's going to talk about Hulk Hogan tomorrow, about his career. So I thought this was, like, creative and stuff. Like, they made, like, a picture on, excuse me, it's on Facebook, but, like, the Royal Rumble, Road to Resurrection. And they have people on there, like Andre the Giant, Bam Bam Bigelow, Eddie Guerrero, Macho Man, Yokozuna, British Bulldog, Chris Benoit, just to name a few. So if they even happen, that would be people would be, you know, shocked. But this is like when people like get creative, and oh, it's funny. Friend of mine, well, he runs the Smart Slicks every Thursday, so okay. Ryback had tweeted that he'd been released by the WWE before this tweet had he had tweeted that he botched a move with Albert, aka Sweet T, and he wasn't feeling good that Sweet T sandbagged him. Sounds like WWE is trying tire of him boxing moves after Ziggler got put out of action. Sorry, Ryan Reeves, we would not miss you if you had been future in doubt. Courtesy of cocksucking jackasses that run this page. And they got the page that's on here that's called Cena Cannot Wrestle. It was mainly, because, like, WWE hasn't put anything on their website or anything like that.
There's been another talk about it on other wrestling Facebook pages on Facebook.
Yeah, it's just like...
It really hasn't been put out. Like,
yeah, half of the thing is, like, you can't believe it until you actually read it.
Right.
I think I got kicked out of this page because I was talking trash on them talking about Cena cannot wrestle.
Really? Hey, you're just trying to do these things.
Right. Yeah, and they just like, I should just put on here on this group like John Cena rocks and just like leave. Oh, wait a minute, they got a store. And they wonder why nobody don't want to buy them shirts. They got, it says on here, like, ew. I won't be touching them. No. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna create like a shirt that said, I'm just gonna create something in a bit. Like as soon as I'm done off the air, I'm just gonna create something. I just think it's funny. As you see, they have it for the CCW Rise Above Hate Pardon Cert, but it's like their version of it.
Yes, you can wrestle.
It's just like they got for men, women, and big kids, and their shirts go for, let's see, $20.55 for men and women, and $22.95 for guys that's like me that needs a 3X and a 4X T-shirt. See, it's, this we ain't got fans that take it too far. No, the one that I think I should buy is like, if Cena wins, we complain online T-shirt.
Yeah.
I think that's funny.
Yeah, I like this shirt.
Well, you have it in pink for the cancer awareness thing.
Yeah, it is. It's very nice. Thank you very much.
And I'm just surprised they got like over 25,000 people that like this page.
Oh,
I would want to follow them, but I can't. Just like me and just some people just talk about the dog crap out of them.
Well, I would follow that page, but I don't think
Cena's going to follow it. Only follow it just for, I would just follow it just for giggles, because probably some of the dumbest things they say.
Some of the smartest things?
It's like this. If Duke couldn't wrestle, he wouldn't even be on the roster.
Exactly. And he couldn't be the 11-time champion for nothing. All of that.
It's just crazy.
Now that was the ultimate WrestleMania match.
Yeah, they were showing Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, then they were showing Austin the Rock, and they got Cena and Randy Orton. They got, see what they did, let's F that up. That's crazy. I do want to follow, but right now I can't, but I guess one more thing we're going to talk about before we go. AJ Lee will be on the cover of Maxim magazine. Maxim asked me currently to have a poll on the website asking fans who they would like to see grace the cover of their magazine. The choice was Summer Glove, Misha Tate, Nina Dorby, Kate Beckinsale, or AJ Lee. Like this, oh, they got, you can be on here to vote. I know, 90 seconds, I know. So, yeah, I'm voting for AJ Lee as well. Let's see. Oh, wow, she is in the lead, though. With 82% of the votes. She got 82% of the votes,
wow.
AJ Lee.
Nice. Surprising, but nice.
So that's good. Don't forget to check out shows from our past shows of the Archer Jones shows and other shows on the WFSL Radio Network. Tune in tomorrow, 10:30, for a half an hour edition of WFSL Aftermath. And if we end up going off the air, you can still download our episode on iTunes if we keep going. So you can listen from there. But until then, y'all have a good week, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace out.